This podcast is brought to you by SEW Eurodrive, leaders in the field of drive technology. Thursday, April 8, 2010. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon de Rehove. Making headlines today. The chairperson of the China Chamber of Commerce of Metals, Minerals and Chemicals Importers and Exporters, CCMC, Su Su, says that while China is right to continue supporting the annual iron ore benchmark mechanism, it needs to allow smaller industry players to participate. The CCMC, which participates in pricing negotiations with foreign miners alongside the China Iron and Steel Association, says that only the benchmark system could guarantee stability and security for both buyers and sellers. The long-term contract price system has played an important role in guaranteeing stability for both sides. Recently, Vale and BHP Billiton have proposed a new quarterly index-based pricing system, putting the long-term price mechanism under threat and hurting the long-term healthy development of the two miners and the Chinese steel industry, he told a conference. For that reason, the CCMC is calling for the benchmark pricing system to be retained and to be stably implemented. Chinese officials and steel mill executives have continued to express support for the old benchmark system, even as the three big miners, Vale, BHP Billiton and Rio Tinto, move to a more flexible quarterly pricing mechanism. Price talks, led by China's Baosteel, are continuing. Aurora Empowerment Systems said after a meeting with labour organisations on Wednesday that it would sign a memorandum of understanding with the unions on Thursday and aim to restart operations at its East Rand and Orkney operations on Monday, April 12. Aurora Commercial Director Shashile Ngubane says that around 1,200 workers would return to work at its Merivale and No. 4 shafts in the Northwest Province. The company hoped that production at its Grootvlei operations near Springs would also resume simultaneously, following extensive strike actions regarding the non-payments of wages. However, the National Union of Mine Workers, Lesiba Seshoka, says that the workers didn't trust Aurora's management and that even though workers had been promised to be paid their wages on Thursday, they would have to wait and see if this happened before any workers would take up tools at the mine again. Also making headlines, Xstrata says that South Africa needs an urgent 100 billion rand bulk water investment. Zambia won't reduce the higher mining taxes it introduced in 2009 after cancelling the long-term development agreements it had with foreign mining firms. GFMS sees a 770,000 tons copper surplus in 2009, and Xstrata puts a 5 billion rand South African investment on hold because of the power crisis. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.